Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. That's me. And today we are here with Karen Abrams. She is a Theta Healing master and an author. She has so much to offer us, and I can't wait to get into this because this is going to be so fun and so important as we go through. We're also going to be talking about the master of your money. We're going to be talking about money, and I feel that's going to be very important by the time you hear this one. So, who am I? My name is Angela Zabel. I am a teacher, coach, and medium. I've been connected to spirit my entire life, sharing messages from a multitude of realms. So, with that, I host radio shows. I'm a writer, I'm a retreat host. I do gallery readings, I do speaking engagements, and I also offer private sessions. And with that, doing mediumship, intuition, helping you understand who you are, offering online and group sessions. And also, I have the monthly membership called the Amplified Universe. This is a group growing our connection to us, our world, all that's around us, and our role in it. This is sharing knowledge with people from around the world, and I can't wait for you to join me. And you can find out more about me at angelazabel.com and also pretty much on most of the social media aspects that are out there. And today we are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, wellness, and the mysteries beyond. Sharing information, wisdom, and resources committed to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. And balance is very important coming forward. And with this, they are currently distributed in over 30 states plus Canada, with over 17,000 magazines per printing, and with a vibrant online magazine with over 42,000 people reached per month. You can have the magazine shipped direct to your door, stay up to date with their newsletter, or become a drop spot if you have a business. Find out more at edgemagazine.net. And today we are here with Karen Abrams. Karen Abrams is a prominent Theta Healing Master Healer. She's a gifted intuitive and international best-selling author. She uses remote sessions to delve deep into belief systems and programs, revealing the seed of disease and blocks to help remove them, allowing clients to feel free. And Karen has helped entrepreneurs and professionals releasing self-sabotaging habits and gain confidence, financial security, and personal fulfillment. Her keen sense of humor, insight, and healing abilities have made her a star on the radio, podcasts, and international telesummits. Karen has been interviewed with over 100 media outlets, including Lisa Gars, The Aware Show, on FM Radio, and The Wealth Revolution, The Science of Superpowers, and the award-winning Dare to Dream Radio. And you can find out much more about Karen on at thinktheta.com. And also, Karen is also offering a special Master Your Money quiz for all the listeners. That link will be down below, so make sure to check that out. She's also on Facebook, Instagram. She also has a book out, and she teaches classes and does one-on-one sessions. So make sure to check her out. There's so much she has to offer. And today we get to talk to Karen, and I can't wait. So, Karen, I just want to thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your presence on here. And I do have a question of how did you get into Theta Healing and starting down this path?
It's a very good question because I was thinking while you were talking, I don't know why my brain went here, but it's like, how did I get here? Like if I had, if an angel had come down when I was 10 years old and said, this is what your adult life is going to be like. Don't worry, it's going to be really cool, but this is what's going to happen. I don't think I would have been able to handle it. I'm like, what? I don't get it. What? I'm not a rock star. What are you talking about? So I got into Theta Healing actually as, by sitting on the sidelines and watching somebody work with the founder of Theta Healing, who was Vianna Stiebel. So my friend had all of these things that were going on in her life that were in the major areas of her life. So she had a relationship, very long-term relationship, wasn't going where she wanted it to go to. She had health issues that doctors weren't able to help her with. And then she had a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of anger that got triggered very, very easily. And so even though she had an MBA and she was a brilliant woman, she got triggered. She would come to me and say things like, "Oh yeah, I just had a knockdown drag out fight with my clients." And I'm thinking, "What? And so and so I watched her work with Vianna for a period of time, and during this time her health got better. She found better practitioners that could actually address what was going on with her. She transformed this relationship into a beautiful friendship that she had for the rest of her life. And she got out of her own way and healed root causes of what was jumping her into that anger and, sabotaging herself and sabotaging her business life. So her business just started to take off and she started making a lot of money. And I just went, my antenna just went, like, what, like the, here's this weird healing thing, right? And you're like, and you're making money, like what's going on, and that's kind of just how I, came. I was like, wow, this is a real world result that's very conventional and everybody wants it, including me. And I definitely had a lot of challenges in this area. So when Vianna was coming to Los Angeles and my friend was hosting her, I took the Basic Theta Healing class. So I thought, why not? Let's just, look what happened to her. Whoa. And so I took this class for 3 days. It was an amazing class. And when I got home, I just remember feeling really grounded. I felt very centered. My breathing was like from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And I felt like there was all this space in front of me. And I was like, wow, like who is this? Right. I was, wow, what is this? And I had had anxiety for 6 years up to this point. Been working with the therapist for a year and a half by this point. And we did amazing work. I loved my therapist and I still love him. And we got it, I would say, to like from an 11 to a three, but a three still meant that when I woke up in the morning, I woke up startled. And that kind of boom was how I felt all day. My heart was beating through my chest. So not a lot of people knew that I had anxiety, but I did. And in that moment of just this groundedness and this clarity and this power and this space that I had, I realized that my anxiety was gone. And it was the first time in 6 years that my body had been out of fight or flight. Yeah. And wow. And so it blew me away. And so I couldn't even explain to anybody what this stuff was, because you learn it over the weekend, but it's like a driver's ed class, right? You gotta take it out for a while before you really have any confidence or you can do anything with it. And so I just remember going, oh my gosh, this is just the most amazing thing. So I just started signing up for classes. I couldn't even explain it anything. I was just like, this wild thing happened and now I'm this and da 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 da. And I took practice classes, I took advanced classes, and I just kept going and going and going. And about 3 weeks into after the instant healing, some of the symptoms of the anxiety came back. And they came back a lot lighter. So it wasn't as much like boom, boom, boom. It was like, da, 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 da. And then I was able through these practice classes to like just chip it away and chip it away and chip it away. So till it just, I no longer noticed it and just moved forward. So I can't even tell you this is the day, except for that massive healing at the beginning. But after that, it just, it's like at the top of your list and it just gets off the list and something else goes to the top. So you're not looking there anymore. And I thank God every day I have it because it's such a remarkable, remarkable healing tool, and a coping mechanism.
It sounds like you had an amazing experience with it. And I love the synchronicities that drew you to checking it out because there's always that with the universe. The universe draws you into what you need when you need it. And you've been working with the theta healing. And for those that don't know, what exactly is theta healing? Is it also working with brain waves, with like theta waves in the brain? How does it come about the name and what does it do for people?
So it's a
Besides
real,
obviously making a really good
yeah,
impact.
it made a good impression on me, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, it's a really powerful process, like a meditation, because there's a process to go through to get into this. And what happens is you go into the theta brainwave. So you're connecting, and we know through hypnotherapy that when you connect to your brainwave, your theta brainwave, which is basically saying that you're slowing down into like the dream state, right before you're tipping off into sleep, you know, where you feel like you're not here, you're not there, you're just sort of spacing out. That brainwave is so slow, it accesses your subconscious mind. So we're connecting to your subconscious mind and bringing in divine energy with that. So it's that your inner wisdom, some people call that God or universe or source. We're combining these two things together, which is a really powerful and positive combination. And then we're accessing what are the, and through intuition, we find out, what are the beliefs that are holding you back? I'm nothing. Nobody loves me. People always leave me. I'm always left behind. Those kinds of things. And then you can energetically shift those with your permission, because when you're in theta, your mind tells your body what to do. So it's like, oh, okay, we're going to switch this. And then we also access that deep well of trapped emotions, anger, abandonment, bitterness, betrayal, all these things that we've had in our lifetime that we've inherited and, you know, and also come from our collective, come from our past lives. All of these things together are there. And with your permission, energetically, that can lift out of your body. And then it's replaced with unconditional love and understanding and compassion. So what happens is when you take your most damaging beliefs and your most toxic emotions and you transform them into your most uplifting ones, something natural takes place, right? It's, I always say it's the snowball effect of the way that we want it, right? You just start feeling better. You start feeling lighter, more deserving of good treatment, which means your boundaries are better. So all of your dynamics, even especially in your challenging relationships, they start to change. Because you're not taking that stuff anymore where people are poking you, right? And they're like, no, I can boss you around. I can boss you around. you could come in the room and they just will naturally not do it because of that. Or you'll say, hey, you know what? Actually, you have to stop that. And so when you start feeling more proud of yourself, more grateful, and all of that stuff, then opportunities start coming in and then you're like, oh, look at that. Ooh, that's really fun, right? And so all of these things start moving in the right direction. And then that procrastination, which really is overwhelm, okay? It's really a way to manage overwhelm. Those barriers come down and you're able to reach in and take the actions that you want to take. Because as much as I'm an energy healer, I'm a business person and I got a lot to do. You should see my list. It's huge, right? I had to put them aside because I wanted a clean desk for this, but you know, I got a lot of things to do. We have to have the energy and the flow going in the right direction. And then that's the thing that's going to blow our sails, right? And the sails are our actions and our steering and all of those sorts of things that are going on. And we need that energy and action to be paired in order for something to happen. We can't just stay in a cave and meditate and expect that everything's going to be okay. We've got to participate in this world.
You know, and that brings, I keep hearing the ability that when you said procrastination is overwhelm, I think that's something a lot of people, I know a lot of people, I procrastinated a lot. and when you say it's overwhelm, that's so very true, because a lot of times you get into that procrastination because you don't know which way to go first. You don't know what move to make first.
Yeah.
And as you've been doing the theta healing and working with that, have you seen a marked increase for you yourself with not doing as much of the procrastination and instead or getting through it very quickly versus what you were before?
It's both. What happened, you know, when I took all these classes, when, you know, and we do one-on-one sessions together and you work on yourself, you know, you're working on this all the time. And so things just get easier to do. So you feel like, oh, usually I couldn't do this. I mean, there was a time in my life before I had this business. I had an educational business and everything started at 3 o'clock. You know, that's when I got out. I was working with kids to help them study more effectively. So everything was after school. So from 9 to 3, that's a real good chunk of time to do business. And I would be so overwhelmed. I would sit down. I'd do like one or two things. Then I'd go to my couch, I'd watch TV, and then I would stand up going, okay, it's time for me to go. It's time for me to go. And I was so overwhelmed when I stood up that I would sit back down. And it wasn't until that 3 o'clock time or 2:45 that I had to leave that I would leave. So I had so much fear and so much overwhelm in my body. And so this is just like the most, I always say this is the theta healing is like the lightest way of letting go of the heaviest things in your life. And
Nice.
so it just took all those things away, you know, healed all those things. So it was just easier to go, oh, I could do more today. Oh, I could do more today. Oh, and then I hired a business coach. Like all these sorts of things started happening. Like, oh, I need direction. I don't know how to do this, you know? And everything just started moving forward from there. And then, yes, I still do get overwhelmed. You know, life happens a lot. Life happens, right? And at our age, there's a lot of things that are going on. And like I work with men too, but I mostly work with women in this middle age area, like 40s to 70s. We're taking care of our kids. We're in the sandwich generation, right? We're taking care of our kids. We're taking care of our aging parents. Or we're coping with the passing of our parents. And then we've got us, we've got a relationship, or we want a relationship. So there's a lot of things going on, and we have businesses. So our needs don't get met a lot on the, they're not on the top of the list. And so we've got to come back to this space. And what this has helped me do is come back to the space of if I get my needs met, I'm not going to be overwhelmed anymore. Because when you take yourself, it's easiest to let yourself down, right? You don't want to let down your kid. You don't want to let down your partner. You know, we have all these things. But the truth is it's like when you were a kid and your parent promised you something, but for some reason they couldn't do it. And you're like, but you promised, right? And you're like, honey, you promised, right? And they're like, I'm sorry, honey, but the car broke down and I couldn't get here. But you promised, right? You can't get over the promise. And your inner child is doing that every time you say, I got to pick this kid up, or this is happening with my parents. Not that that's bad. You need to do those things. If there's fires that need to be put out, you need to take care of everyone. But if you take the time and schedule in an appointment for yourself where you're reading, you're playing guitar, you're taking a walk, you're talking to your friends, you're doing whatever you need to address yourself, that will energize you so that when you're taking care of everyone else, you won't feel so burnt out. You're going to be like, oh, well, I took care of me today. I got to draw. No, that was really cool. So when my kid came home early from school, that's all right, sweetheart. Come over here. Mom's going to cuddle with you. You know, you feel differently because you don't feel like everybody's taking everything from you. When the truth is, you're taking from yourself, and you're right. You're dismissing your own needs, and you need to come back to, my needs are very, very important, and they absolutely need to be considered. And I understand being a caregiver. I've been a caregiver to my mom. I've been a caregiver to my father, and I understand all of that. We just have to find that little, you know, start with a little bit, and then as you feel better, you might give yourself just a little bit more. Like give yourself a little bit more, and that will just help you come into that place of like standing up for yourself.
And that's exactly, so for those that you don't know, I have a team on the other side and they're saying this is where it needed to go, taking care of your needs first, because that's so important. You cannot improve yourself too much when you haven't given yourself anything to start with. It's like putting a seed, but not putting it in the ground. You have no nutrients for it. There's nothing there for it to grow. You have to give yourself something to grow.
Absolutely.
And then it's putting up the boundaries. And that's something people have a very hard time with doing, especially I've found, especially women. I was there, had a heck of a time, hard time putting up boundaries. But as you've helped people find those boundaries, have you found they have faster improvement in their life with people, with moving things forward?
Absolutely, absolutely. You need that to have that sense of deserving. You need to do that. I'll give you an example. Again, I've got so many examples, and I'm just thinking of who I want to talk about. I have a woman, and people work with me one-on-one, and this woman that I've been working with for a while, she grew up in an abusive household, okay, emotionally abusive, father and mother. And father was got very righteous and angry. And you know, when you're a little girl, that's terrifying. You know, it's terrifying for anybody, even a little boy. Anyways, so she grew up walking on eggshells. She grew up having to earn her own existence. You know, she grew up with people trampling all over her boundaries and blaming her for their own issues. Yeah. And so she achieved to try and, you know, earn her existence, and she did very well. And then when she got into the workplace, she started getting bosses that were that way, that gaslighted her, that blamed, even though they hired her to solve the problems, they gaslighted her and blamed her for the problems. And then she was out. And yes. So this went on for many, many jobs. And so we went back with this work and healed all the trauma that she experienced, all the abuse she experienced when she was little, letting her inner child understand that this wasn't about her. You know, she was made to feel wrong. You did this. It's all your fault. You made me be angry with you, right? Those sorts of things. And so she had to gather that up. And so we healed that, brought in what her value was and reminded her of what her value was. And what happened over this time is she started realizing, oh, I need self-care. I'm not, you know, I have a kid. I'm not taking care of myself. I'm taking care of everybody else except for me. And so she started taking care of herself, and she started bringing in meditation also, and started having these really wonderful, you know, mystical experiences and all of these sorts of things. And we just worked together, and this was her combination. And that's what I love about Theta. We combine with anything, it works. Nice. And so, and by itself. and so she finally got a job where her boss, you know, same thing. I have a lot of problems in this company. We really need your help. We really think you're going to do it. But he actually believes in her. Mm. He is her ally. All the people who work there love her and are so appreciative. And she's saving the company. Mm. And all of that acknowledgement that she's never gotten over her whole, really almost her entire working career until now, it's finally happened. She's making good money and it's all come together. And that was just so incredible to see happen. But that's how, you know, she finally got to this place where she was so deserving, right? Yes. That she walked into a place where they're like, oh, I see that. I see you're deserving, and it's going to be fine. And it just worked out. It's really wonderful.
And that's where, so my team is super excited about this conversation, because we're going through the whole thing of healing yourself, finding that time, taking care of you, moving and using this theta healing, theta to move through those emotions, because there is so many people, and I'm just going to say there's men and women both. There seems to be more women at this time, and more men are starting to acknowledge that they've had the emotional abuse a lot of times because it hasn't been acknowledged for a very long time. Yeah. And through that, as they start putting up their boundaries and feel that they're worth it, their income changes, the money changes in their life. And that's something that I don't think people realize so much, how it changes your monetary aspect of your life because you're now worth it. And you also, and for those of you who remember when we started, Karen is also offering the Master Your Money quiz online. So make sure to take advantage of that. And as you've been working through, you've done many, many, I bet thousands of people at this point where you've worked with. And as you've worked with them, have you noticed a different trend over time? Has the trend changed of what people are working through? Has it stayed pretty consistent, or has it been changing in the last couple of years? What people are more apt to want to heal, or what comes up for healing more than anything?
You know, in a way it's the same, and in a way it's different. A lot of the people that I work with, like I said, feel like they're being passed by, that they're the rock of their own family and their friends, and they give the advice, but because they're to everybody else and they go, oh, that's great, and they take off. And because they're attending to everybody else's needs and not their own as much, they don't have the time, or haven't had the time, to work on themselves to the degree that they want. They all work on themselves. There are people who went to therapy, who've been in yoga and meditation. They've done all these sorts of things, but there's just a place they feel really stuck. So stuck is still something that happens, or I don't know where I'm going. Overwhelm, anxiety are very big, and money issues. And because I always say that money issues are life issues that just hit your wallet, right? It's just another place to love ourselves. And so if the money is not there for you, we need to start, you know, you have to start loving yourself. And I understand when somebody says that, that you kind of want to punch them in the face. Because just love yourself and it'll be fine. In this work, what that's about is really going into your, right, your subconscious. Where's all that trauma? Where's all that stuff that's made you hate yourself? Because when you're a child and things happen to you, you're the center of the universe. So you assume if I've been mistreated, even if something happens out in the world and I'm a part of it, that it's my fault. There's something wrong with me that caused that to happen. And we keep it, even though intellectually we know, I get it. I'm a big girl right now. I know that's not really what's going on. But your inner child is like, you're wrong. It's all your fault. You're responsible for everything. I'll give you another example of a guy who I work with. And anyways, he had a lot of trauma when he was a very young boy. He was in the bombings in Europe. And so he was hiding out in the subways from the Nazi bombings. Then he went, and so there was trauma there, right? You didn't know if you were ever going to get out of that. And then, and that's, you know, over and over and over and over and over again. It's not even one time. And then as a young adult, he enlisted in the Vietnam War. So, well, he kind of had to. So he was drafted. And so he had war trauma by being a civilian and being a soldier. And then whatever else his life had, right? He also had a life, which, you know, we think we never had those experiences. I can say personally, but I still have trauma in my life. And so he had that too. And so when he got out of the war, when he got out of the army and went into, you know, being self-sufficient and all these sorts of things, his money was where it hit pretty hard. And at some point in time, he became destitute. It got so bad. And then when we started working together, we just went back to heal all these traumas that started when he was 4 years old, and healing and healing and healing all these traumas, and through the military and everything else that had happened to him. And what came about that was so amazing was like, oh, I have an interest in investing. And so he started reading the Wall Street Journal. He starts reading all these different, you know, money magazines and all this sort of stuff. And he starts investing and he starts doing better and better and better and better. And at this point, he has more, he's set for life. Nice. And this is a man who is literally destitute. And so it allows you, like, removing that trauma and those sorts of things and feeling better and feeling your value and your boundaries allows you to use your own talents. Not everybody is a great investor. He just is a brilliant guy and went, okay, or maybe this isn't so hard. And let me just go ahead and do it. So, but it worked for him because he knew it was deserving. Had he tried that back when he was traumatized, he would have just lost all his money, whatever money he put in there. So he had so much more discernment and it was so much more open to using all of his talents. And those buoyed him forward, you know?
I love that. And I love the example. Yeah. And like you said, if he would have tried to do it earlier, he would have lost all the money. Yes. Where now when he's doing it after he's moved through the trauma, after he's moved through the lack of self-worth, that then you started feeling worthy of it. When he started doing that, then it shifted. And that's something so important for people to hear and to see. Yeah. And also, I keep hearing my team is saying, and also remember how he went down to almost destitution and was able to pull himself through that and take himself, they're saying, with flying colors, coming out the other side. That's so important, that just because where you may be at this moment does not predict where you're going to be in 5 months, in 2 years, you know, in 2 weeks. That is not a prediction for where you're going to be. It doesn't have to be that way throughout your whole life when you start healing this. And I want to go back to where you had said, so money issues are life issues. What was the rest of
that
it?
That hit your wallet.
That hit your wallet. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
And there's a lot going on with, and not only here in the US, but all around the world with monetary wise, with inflation, with everything going on, and with the money feeling harder to get, having that feeling of it. or feeling like it's harder to stretch, or and that I keep hearing everybody feels it's harder, harder, harder.
Right.
And as you start believing yourself going through this, the theta healing, so you've taken him through some money releasing money blockages. Would you want to go through a general money blockage that we could do here for people who are listening?
Absolutely. Let's go through a healing. That would be fun.
Awesome.
So is there a certain amount of time you want me to, or you want to just let me know when you'd like, what would you like?
I'd say whatever you feel comfortable. If you want to do 5 to 10 minutes, that's totally up to you.
Perfect. Okay. Well, let's do it. Okay. So the first thing I do in a session is I close my eyes because there's a process that I'm going through to go into, to connect up to source and also to connect to the theta brainwave. And so I'll close my eyes and go into that process and then ask you, is it okay if I can come into your space? You're going to be our proxy. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
For
And
everyone.
for
I'll be the
everyone,
proxy
yes.
for everyone.
But everybody can say it out loud or in their head because none of this work can work without your permission, just so you know. So there's nothing I can do to you. I always make the joke of like, it would be like me trying to throw a cotton ball at you. Like there's really, there's different forms of unconditional love and wisdom here. So there's nothing I can do to harm or anyone can be harmed by this. It's just all per your own permission.
And I'm
So.
also hearing, just so you know, I'm also hearing from those on the other side. If you feel you need to go a little longer than that, they are just fine with that because there's
Okay.
a lot of healing that needs to go on in the world on a worldwide basis with this.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Because most of the world has money issues, right?
Absolutely.
I remember there was some, this was so long ago and I don't even remember the statistics, but it was something like, if if it's something like, if you live in a dwelling, then that's only, a very small percentage of the whole world has that. If you're making more than $5 a day, you're in the, the top 5% of the world. Like some crazy numbers. I'm not giving the correct ones, but it's so prevalent in that poverty consciousness, that lack consciousness, and that it gets perpetuated. My
And that
teacher used to say that that poverty is a disease, and it is because it just and it's just a virus. It just keeps going and going and going, and you have to get it at the root. So I'm going to come into your space, and then I'm just going to ask you questions. Would you like this energetic download of like what it feels like to be loved or appreciated or things like that? Because in your life, you may not have ever had that, and so feeling that at the cellular level is like, ooh, that's really great. Also, it might be, would you like God's perspective or your inner wisdom's perspective, which is going to be the most loving perspective on a situation
Yes.
or a definition or some sort of thing, or teach you what you're meant to learn? Or we're going to lift stuff out and say, would you like to let go of or have God heal that resentment you have towards so and so? And when you say yes, then that unconditional love, understanding, and compassion replace it. Okay. So that's all you need to know here. So is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
And okay. And so I might kind of open my eye, but my eyes tend to close because my eyes balls are rolling back in my head here. There we go. And for those of you out there, you may feel something or you may not, and both of them are totally fine. I get sensations about it, and I will tell you where my sensations are, but you don't have to feel it anywhere for it to go. I just needed, like, I wanted that kinesthetic witnessing, like something's going on. So
Yes.
that was just me. Okay. So I'm going to start with something called a basic theta healing, which is just about being loved and appreciated. And I think, and it's the foundation of any healing you get from walking on the beach with your friend, from going to a doctor's, from seeing a healer, from talking to your friend or a therapist, whoever, anyone who could help you, this is what, or having a cat come and sit on your lap. Really into cats. All right. So would you like to know what universal unconditional love feels like?
Yes, I would.
So that's coming to you. And also know that this will come to you in your own divine timing. So even if I'm going quicker, it will wait for you. Yours will wait for you. Okay, for as long as you need it to. Okay. Okay. And would you like to know that you're deserving of receiving the universe's unconditional love?
Yes. We would.
Yeah, yes, we would. The royal we would. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to receive it?
Yes, we would.
Okay. Beautiful. And would you like to know what, and I'm just going to switch the names around, sources joy feels like?
Yes, we would.
Okay. Ooh, I could feel that too. Boy, you have a lot of people here.
Yes,
A lot
we
of
do.
energy. And my skin has been tingling. So I've been like scratching here and scratching my face. I think my face is the most sensitive spot. And then I just get these itches all over. So I'll ask all your guides who are here, all my angels and guides. Let's make it just my wrists so no one can see me scratching. Yeah, my skin and my head, it just gets like, it just gets really, really sensitive to all this energy. It's beautiful. Okay, and would you like to know that you're deserving of receiving God's joy?
Yes, we would.
And know how to and what it feels like to receive it?
Yes, we would.
Yay. Oh, okay, so here we go. And then something came in. Support. You like to know what God's support feels like?
Yes, we would.
And would you like to know that you're deserving of receiving God's support?
Yes, we would.
And know how to and what it feels like to receive it.
Yes, we would.
And then, even more fun, how to and what it feels like to recognize it.
Yes, we would.
So here's, I'm going to stop for a second, not really stop, but I'm going to segue out of this for 1 second into this is where, this is a crucial spot, okay? Because this is where we block things because we yeah, but something. We say, you know, I have this wonderful, you know, my work is going really well, but my knee really hurts and I hate it. Right. And so it's like flow, 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 stop. Right. And we just stop this momentum right there. And so God just wants to show you that when you have something that's going on that's challenging, say and. Okay. Keep the butt out of there because your butt's gonna butt it out, right? And just say and.
And we will.
And we will, yeah. So God's just bringing that to you. And that's why recognizing that support is everywhere. You could say, God, this day is going so bad. I lost a client today, and this and this and this happened. And when you actually go, well, what else happened in your day? Oh, I got a parking spot right in front of Trader Joe's, right in front. You know,
Nice.
oh, somebody, the nicest lady talked to me here. Oh, I, you know, had to go get this thing and I got it immediately. Or another, you know, another solution came up for this other thing, or I was able to help someone. It made me feel really good and made them feel good. And so whatever you focus on in your life is going to show up in your life more. And that's what you have to understand. So if you're getting in the like, dang it, dang it, dang it, frustrated, 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 stuck, 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 your mind, you're training your mind to find everything that's stuck, everything that's frustrating, everything that's angry. And like, let me ask you a question here. Do you ever notice that if you ever get angry in the car, you will find every angry person who's driving in about a half,
Yes.
about within 30 seconds, you will find angry people. So,
Absolutely, everywhere.
right. And so it's the same with joy, is if you stay calm, you'll find all the calm drivers, you know? And then if somebody comes and goes, I live in Los Angeles, so there's definitely people who are like, and doing these funny little, making a right turn from the left lane and doing little things like that. That you go, oh, okay, but if I'm calm, I can go, what? And then just go, okay, see you later. Glad you're out of my hair, you know? And so this happens. So it's important to understand that. But when we recognize the support and then we celebrate it, like, yay, I got the perfect parking spot. Yes. And we say thank you. In that moment, we're bringing that gratitude into our universe. And our lives are everything we think and we feel. We're emanating out, and the universe is reflecting that back to us. It doesn't mean that if you're in a really challenging spot in your life or whatever, it doesn't mean that you deserve it or you did something wrong or, you know, whatever. It's we just got to change the momentum of what's going on. And so when you start looking at all of the little wins that you get during the day, little and big, and focus on those, celebrate them, and bring in that gratitude, the universe is just going to bring you more wins, because those are the things you're going to start noticing. Oh, she said hi to me. Oh, he was really nice to me. Well, I had a great day. And you're like, what else happened? Well, I broke my leg, but they had the nicest doctor. You know what I mean? Like you're talking, you come back to this space of keeping your momentum going, regardless of life happening in challenging spaces. Okay. So here we go. I think all of our guides and our energies are all coming together because spontaneously coming out and saying all these things.
Which is exactly what's needed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's needed for all of us to hear it, right? One of my friends said that it takes, what, 17 times to hear something before it really gets through your thick skull.
But so we do it.
May I be your 17th?
At least. Yes, you may.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then let's show you, what is this? Oh, acceptance. Okay. So would you like to know what God's acceptance feels like?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Very tingly day. And would you like to know that you're worthy of accepting yourself from the inside out from God's perspective?
Yes, we do.
And would you like to know how to, what it feels like to accept yourself unconditionally from the inside out from God's perspective?
Yes, we absolutely do.
All right. I am, right?
I am.
Okay. And, oh, this is really interesting that's coming in. And this happens a lot with energy sensitive people. Would you like to forgive yourself for coming into this body?
Yes,
and we coming do. Into your family? Whole thing.
Yes, we do.
So let's let you know what forgiveness means from God's perspective. This is something I learned by just going into theta one day, into a theta meditation. And what I found out that it is letting go of the pain you caused yourself or that others have caused you. So everybody, including yourself, is responsible for your own actions.
Yes.
And when we used to believe that, and this is our kid belief from going to school, and some kid hits you and then the teacher, you know, takes him by the ear or whatever and says, you know, say you're sorry, right? Not by the ear, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say you're sorry. And then they're like, I'm sorry. And you're supposed to go, it's okay, right?
Yes.
So it was like, it's okay, you hurt me, you know, and then the teacher goes away. Now, I don't know what else the teacher is supposed to do at this point, but what it's deeply ingrained in us is it's okay that you hurt me.
Yeah.
And so we withhold the forgiveness as like a power move, like to heck with you, right? I'm going to hold on to this and you're never going to get my forgiveness. And you hold on to that pain so tightly that you don't even notice it anymore until something happens. And until you're able to, when you do this kind of forgiveness, and you open that hand, that spiked ball will come out. This will all heal. And then you can just let it go and understand, yeah, people are responsible. They're responsible for their own actions. And there is something there for that. And they get to learn that in their own time. So
I like the fact you brought that up, because so many people hold that down and never look at it. And something will trigger and anger and frustration will just blow up. And they have no idea why something so trivial maybe have blown up to something astronomical.
Right.
It's holding this down.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you because you think it's a form of power, because when you withhold the forgiveness, you also have anger, and anger is very powerful.
Yeah.
So, and anger, this is what I think about anger. I think anger is amazing to a point, because it draws a boundary. I did not deserve the way you treated me.
Nice.
I know I did not deserve that. Okay. Now, when we take anger further and further and further, then it becomes destructive. Because if we can allow ourselves to be angry and say, yeah, I didn't deserve to be mistreated that way, and get through it and, you know, punch a pillow or kick a soccer ball or whatever you need to do to get it out of your system, get it out physically. You know, that's a great way to go. And in this work, we'll do that too. But it's really important that get resolved, or else it just starts, you know, churning inside of you, and it messes with your intuition. It messes with how you move forward. It messes with your body and your health. So that's why we want to do this. And that's why forgiveness is so important, because those two things kind of connect really easily. And so let's also show you how to be powerful without using anger as a way like the engine to your power, and
Yes.
without using withholding forgiveness as the engine to your power. And really recognizing, look, we're human beings. We're going to do it. You're going to get mad. I'm going to get mad. I'm going to get mad at something. I'm like, hey, you know, or something. It's going to happen. We're human beings. It's just after that, you know,
it's
getting
knowing
it out.
You're going to get angry and that's okay, but don't let it eat at you. That
Right,
is the
right.
Big key.
Right. Because then you're looking for something and you're going to find it.
Oh yeah.
You're going to find it. And you
You'll
might find
find it.
somebody who's even more angry than you are.
Oh,
and you don't want
true.
that.
No.
So you don't want somebody who's better at that than you are. You get in your
Better
way.
angrier than you are, yes.
Yeah, no, you don't want that at all. So God just bringing in this forgiveness for being in this body. And because a lot of us are, you know, very energy sensitive people. So we're floating around a lot. And so let's show you that it's safe to be in your body and in the world.
Yes.
And also recognize and understand how deeply valuable you truly are.
Yes,
And
we
that
are.
value is really coming in. And how vital you are.
Yes, we are.
You know when they talk about the butterfly effect, the they that's out there?
Yes.
And they say, right, the wings of a butterfly affect weather patterns on the other side of the world. Imagine what impact we have.
That's the key.
Yeah.
The impact of, and
our presence.
My team just wants to say, when I am saying yes, they are, or yes, we do, this is for all the people listening that are there.
Yeah.
This is your yes for all of this.
Yeah. And so I'll let you know what God's joy is, because it's coming back here.
Yes, we do.
And that it's safe for you to experience joy in your life. That's
Yes.
one of the main reasons. I keep hearing this over and over. We're here to have joy. We're here to have joy.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. And so I'll show you what that feels like and how to, and what it feels like to live with joy and to create joy in your life, and what it feels like to create joy in your life. And the easiest way to get back to that, because when I was talking about that sandwich generation, when you're dealing with people on both sides of this and your needs aren't getting met, is to go back to something that you know makes you feel happy. We forget how to have fun because we stop it. We're like, I'll take one on the chin for everybody, right? And so we got to go back to what we used to have fun with. So, you know, like back in my 20s, I liked it. Wherever it goes to, go there to find that joy. And then it'll move up and go, well, actually, I don't like to do that anymore, but I do like this. Oh, I do like this. And just bring those into your life. Bring that joy into your life. Do something fun. Do something fun. I know it's silly to say it, but it makes a huge, huge difference and enriches your life, because you could say, I did my taxes today, and then I went on this amazing walk, or I had this great lunch with my friends. You're like, it was a great day, right? I got it all done.
That's something people forget to do, is to have the
Yeah.
fun, have the joy, to make it part of their life. And that's something you're helping so many people put back into place, what was taken out so long ago.
Thank you. This is wonderful. And it's an honor to do this. I love doing this. This is my play. So, and I always talk about that as playing. I never say I have to go to work,
yes.
Unless I have to do paperwork. Then I'm like, oh, I have to go to work. Otherwise, yeah. I'm like, oh, I get to play today. There we go. We're playing.
Big difference.
So, big difference. Yeah, exactly. And let's show you how to see your work as play, because obviously that's coming up for me too. Like, okay, maybe if I look at this as play.
And absolutely we will.
Uh-huh. There we go. And sometimes we're doing paperwork or we're doing whatever. You can always turn on music, because that helps you change your mood. That's what I'm getting again. I do that. I'll put on classical music because it just energy-wise, it keeps your brain going. And I like other music, but if I hear a whole bunch of different songs and stuff, I start going into it and I'm like, no, 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 and I'm off. So if I do classical music while I'm doing this kind of, like I'm at my desk and I'm doing this kind of stuff, it just keeps me alive and alert and still happy. So,
Nice. And that we will do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's show you how to, and what it feels like to receive money from all benevolent sources.
Yes, we will.
And that it's possible to, it's safe to.
Yes,
and then
we will.
One of the things that's also coming up is if I receive too much money, it's going to get taken away, or someone's going to take it away from me. So let's just have source let you know the truth on that and change that belief. Because that's a big one. People think, you know, money comes in one hand and goes out the other. Let's have God change that.
Yes, we are ready to receive.
Mm-hmm. Those are very big and very deep here. And for whatever reason, I'm cheap is coming up. So let's have God change that and show you how to be generous with your money, even if you believe that there's less money you have, and show you how to be generous in all the ways that you can be generous.
Yes, we will.
All right. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's any other beliefs that are here. I have, I'm nothing. I'm worthless. I'm unlovable. I'm unlikable. My needs will never get met. Let's just have source change those.
We are ready to receive that.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I'll never amount to much. People always pass me by. I'll never become as successful as I want to. So I've got to change all those beliefs, if that's okay with you.
Yes, we are ready to receive those change in beliefs. Good. And the generosity from many.
Mm-hmm. And bring in, I am powerful. And let you know what it feels like to be powerful. And just to know how powerful you really truly are. And give you God's understanding of powerful. Because it really has a lot to do with loving yourself. You know, yes. And there's other forms of power that are very finite, and either have it or you have it, and someone can take it away from you, right? Or you can steal it from somebody else. Mm-hmm. So let's let you know the truth on that. And change that and get yourself out of that kind of lack mentality power dynamic.
Yes, we are ready to receive the true understanding of personal power.
Yeah. And because a lot of that has to do with love. And I always like to bring in Buddha just as a symbol. You know, you can bring in Jesus as a symbol too, of people who walked on the earth who embodied the unconditional love of God and acceptance. So when I talk about this sometimes, it almost sounds like a joke. The beginning of a joke or setup is like Buddha walks into a biker bar, you know. Nobody messes with Buddha. They're like, hey Buddha, how's it going? Because Buddha's just in there being Buddha, right? He doesn't, you know, he's accepting everybody is who they are. He's not judging. And so he doesn't get in any fights. Nobody misses, you know, even if the whole place is, you know, filled with dangerous people. Not that all bikers are dangerous, but if in this joke it is, you know, like in the story. Nobody cares because they're like, oh, no, he's cool. Nobody has that. Even people who have that kind of, this is the way I do things, you know, and I have to control the situation. When you are in that space of complete love and acceptance of yourself and your boundaries are right there.
Love that.
It just, people are just okay with you. They're fine with you because you're not competing with them. There's no competition. We're not even in that space.
I love that you don't have to be in total control of everything around you and right. Can just ease into it and know everything is going to work out perfectly for you.
Right. And let's just show you how to become a powerful receiver of good fortune. And know that it's safe to do so without anybody taking that away from you. Because it's receiving love, and love and support can come in lots of different ways. Come in the form of money, and come in the form of your relationships healing, and come in the form of your health getting better and getting the perfect doctor or practitioner for you. It can come in the form of a cat leaning against your, you know, leg, or a dog coming up to you going, hey, how's it going? You know, whatever it is, or babies. I get this a lot when I walk. Babies will be like, who's that? You know, when dogs too, they're like, who's that?
Who's like, walking by?
Yeah, that's when I know my energy is good. If the dogs are like, oh, hey. And yeah. And so it's just allowing all that to come in for you. And
yes,
it's safe for you to get happier and happier. in your own divine timing.
We allow the safety. We allow the love. We allow all you offer.
All righty. That seems like, and then show you just what abundance and prosperity feel like from God's perspective, how to receive, and then it's safe for you to receive what it feels like to receive abundance and prosperity, just to create a richer life.
We are open to receiving all abundance and prosperity from you.
Because as your life gets richer emotionally, and with doing things for yourself, with bringing in your social life or finding friends and making friends and doing things that you enjoy, your life feels so much richer that automatically helps you go, oh, if money is a challenge, you're like, oh, I think I could do something else here. I just got an idea. Da, 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 da. Or somebody else will come in and go, oh, I'm really good at investing. And, you know, I'm an investor. And da, da, da. You know what I mean? Like things start coming. You start getting good advice. You start getting better ideas. Opportunities just come to you in a really beautiful way. So the richer you make your life, the richer you become on all levels.
Love that.
And it's just letting you know that you're worthy of this and you're deserving of it. Okay. I think that's a good place to stop this and also just bring in a body healing for everybody, if that's okay.
Yes, it is.
And Vianna Stiebel always taught, do the body healings at the end, because when all these major issues get cleared up, when things get healed, you're more receptive in your body to heal. Ooh, I can feel it through the whole body. Yay. There we go. And then let's have everybody come back into your body. Just feel yourself come back into your body through the crown, all the way down through your whole body, down at the bottoms of your feet. Dive into that Mother Earth energy just to get that grounding energy. Bring it back up your feet all the way up to the top of your head so you're fully grounded.
Love that. That was amazing, I've got to say. Amazing. And those on the other side are so excited, and they just want you to know, Karen, that this is being felt on so many levels by so many people. And when you talked about the healing, how there's, or the prosperity or the lack of prosperity, that feeling around the world, that's something you have been changing with what you're doing. And they just want to thank you for that, because that is helping so many people.
Oh, thank you. What an honor it is to be here, and to be here with you, and to be here with all of your supportive energy and angels and guides. And I can totally feel them.
Oh, it's just amazing. Amazing here.
Yeah.
And so much offered throughout the world at this point. And thanks to you and all you do. I just appreciation for you and what you're doing. And I want to encourage people, go to your website, which is thinktheta.com, and I'll have that link down below also, and make sure to check out everything you've got going on. So you also have classes, you have different sessions that you can do with people. You're doing things online with Zoom, and the classes that people can join in, and doing private sessions. There's people out there, this is going to be so helpful for you.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And the classes that I teach month long, which are just once a week classes. So they're like usually on Wednesdays for an hour, and it's a month long, and whatever the theme is in that time period, then you get all like what we did here, get these big healings, hour long healings. And then I'll leave you with like a tool or two so that you can play and get into that vibe, whatever that is, of that energy. And then you come back and you get more. And it's a really beautiful way to get a lot of theta also at a really, really affordable price. And then, or you can come to me and we can tailor something just to you in a private session. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And you also have a chapter you wrote in a book. Do you have that available, or to
yes,
talk a little bit about quick?
Sure. The book is called, let's see if it comes out. Oh, it does.
It does.
The Untold Secret to My Transformation. Wow. I did it right. That usually you get go invisible. Most of it. Let me see.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it worked.
I love it.
Okay. So this is a compilation of different writings And mine is the first one. It's called the Money Card. And what I did here was go through my ancestry and trace back the money issues that I had, and found where they came from. But not only the money issues, but also the places that went, oh, I didn't know. You know, I got to kind of look at my research, my family history, which I'd never gone to this point, and find out, oh, my great grandfather was an entrepreneur. Oh, wow, that's great. Then he had to start over here, and all these different things. So there was a lot of things that were really like, oh, that's really empowering. And oh, they did really well. And oh, they were poor. Or oh, they were very generous. And so I was able to kind of trace back where some of the money issues came, but also all the empowering things that your ancestry has. Everybody has it. And so it was a really fun thing to do. And I think it's a really compelling read to, I mean, I don't know if anybody ever does that, is go back and look at, you know, like an issue that you're having and try to trace it back in your ancestry. So it was really, it was a great experience to write it, and it's a good read.
I love that. And I love the fact that you went back in your ancestry because if you look in your family and start looking around, you'll see patterns that are also that you've been following. And this is a great way to go back a little further, check where those patterns started, and wow, what change you can make in your life and your family's as you change that pattern. How very cool.
Yeah, it's
How very
wonderful. It's
cool.
great. It's fun.
And I know I have to get you out of here. I know you're right at the end of your time here, Karen. And I just want to, is there anything else you'd like to cover or talk about before we close for today?
I think that the thing that comes to me is just everything that's happened to you matters. You know, everything that's happened to you matters. And it's the way that we speak to ourselves about that that makes the difference that you are the author of. And when you can go back, and that's why I love this work so much, because when you can change that inner critical voice that's telling you that you're not enough, that you're never going to get to where you want to go, into your biggest ally, where it's like, no, you're really valuable, you're loving, you're lovable, you're smart, you're funny, you're all of these things, but you actually really believe it. It really can change your life from the inside out. And that's what I feel so grateful to be able to do with my life. And I invite anyone who wants to check it out to do so. And whatever you do, when you find something that really gets to this deep part inside of you, that's really vitally important in your own healing.
I love that. And it's so important. Healing yourself, moving yourself forward. This is where we're at. This is what we need. And it's people like you out there that are helping people move forward, helping us change the world as a whole, not only personally, but as a whole. So important because how many of us want the next generation, want a better world for them? The healing you're doing now for all the people out there, your personal healing is helping the next generation. Keep that in mind. Then you know, so many people don't feel it's worth it to do it for themselves. Then if you can't put yourself first to start, put them first and start there, and you will heal yourself.
Absolutely.
Love that. And I want to encourage everyone, go to her website, go to Karen's website, thinktheta.com. That'll be down below. She's also on Facebook, Instagram. Check out her classes, check out her book, her chapters. So important to go and check out that ancestry, I think is key right now. And I want to thank you again, Karen, for being here. I thank you so much. I appreciate all you've been doing, all you will continue to do. And I encourage everyone, please check her out. She's definitely, I just feel they're just coming from the other side. The energy is amazing with her. You need to check her out.
Thank you so much. Thank you
And
so
I
much. It's been
want
such an honor. Thank you so much. It's been great to be here.
awesome. Beautiful. I'm so happy you're here and so happy so many people are hearing from you. And I just want to thank you again, Karen, for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. And I want to encourage everyone to make sure to watch the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They're always on the first and the third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, and if you missed anything, no worries. You can go back. You can watch any past episodes on YouTube. You can also go and listen to the downloadable podcast. And make sure to watch them, make sure to listen in, and you can check those out at Angela Zabel, Teacher Coach Medium, and also on Edge Magazine's YouTube channel also. And I just want to thank all of you. Thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. Have an absolutely amazing day.